Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis, and it is Tuesday morning, and I'm excited to have a conversation with all of you and then launch into a conversation with Jesus and then enjoy that conversation throughout the day. And so you can turn in your Bible to Genesis chapter 4, right at the beginning, because as I was preaching on Sunday, this line that God gives to Cain just popped into my mind and my heart. So I wanted to take just a little bit more time on it. On Sunday, we finished a series entitled Wilderness, and we've been talking about why and how this wilderness season has been so difficult. In this capstone sermon, last Sunday's sermon, we talked about what is really, really, really going on in the midst of a wilderness season for all of us. And that is the enemy is trying to tempt us into patterns of sin that will steal and kill and destroy our lives. And Jesus, by the power of His Spirit, is seeking to set us free. The battle is always over bondage versus freedom, and so we're going to look at that theme throughout the week as we walk through the wilderness with Jesus and enjoy Him and have conversation with Him and just say yes to the simplicity of the gospel. And so the title of the podcast this morning is Dangerous, because sin is the most dangerous thing on the face of the earth. And on that note, I have to ask this question, and it's, do we sometimes take sin lightly? Oh, it's not a big deal. You know, this is normal or common in life, in our culture, in marriage, in relationship. I mean, who can be perfect, really? And by the way, God is a forgiving God, and He will forgive us. Do we sometimes take sin lightly? And in what way or what area, how is it that you and I are taking sin lightly? Maybe this word will help. It kind of helps me. Do we sometimes try to manage sin? Like, I have this under control. You know, this isn't out of control. I'm mastering it. It is not mastering me. And I think often in the midst of wilderness seasons, we do tend to take sin lightly. We do tend to try to manage it, you know, to get through the season, to get through the night, to be okay. I don't know what else to do. And so let's let that question press for just a moment before we go to the text. Do we sometimes take sin lightly? Do we sometimes try to manage something as dangerous as sin? And when we go to this passage in Genesis chapter 4, this is right after Cain has killed his brother Abel. And God comes to Cain and says to Cain in Genesis chapter 4, verse 7, "If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right," and here's the part we're going after, "sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it." And that's such a powerful and insightful and blunt and honest line that God gives Cain at the beginning of Cain's journey. And there's other translations that help us along the way. Sin is crouching at your door. It desires to master you, but you must master it. Sin is crouching at your door. It desires to cage you, to chain you, to have you, to master you, but you must master it. And this idea of ruling over or mastering, you see, that's what Adam and Eve, that's what we as humanity have been given as God's image bearers, to master creation, not abuse it. not have it master us or exert its control over us, because that's what sin is. It's the abuse of something God created and declared good. And so this idea of mastery, are we going to master creation? Are we going to master, if you will, the stuff that God made, or is it going to master us? Sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, master you, but you must master it. And I think what's interesting about this line that God gives Cain is it personifies sin. Personification is attributing human characteristics to something that's not human, but yet sin is personified. Sin is like a wild animal looking for its prey. Sin is crouching at your door, and it desires to have you, to pounce on you. It personifies sin. It's ready to attack. It's luring us in. And I know for me that when I take sin lightly in the areas that I do, when I try to manage sin or, you know, use it to my own advantage, if you will, and I think I have some company there, it's what God is saying to Cain is it's crouching, it's ready to pounce. And what God is saying to Cain is, you know, sin is not something that can be managed. It's not something that can be controlled. It's not something really that can get us through the night or get us through the season, because it's always plotting, crouching to have us or to master us. And I think that our culture kind of leads us to not even think about sin or to take it lightly or to manage it. But much of the Old Testament and the New Testament is devoted to this battle, freedom over bondage. Are we going to be mastered by creation as we abuse it? Or are we going to master creation, which is what we were given as a cultural mandate to do in the image of God, freedom over bondage? And I know there are ways in which we are taking sin lightly and ways we are trying to manage sin. And so what I'd love to do is I'd love for us to just to launch into a conversation with Jesus. And yesterday we talked about the unbelievable lavish forgiveness of God. And that is always present in all the ways in which we've tried to manage or which we have taken sin lightly. This morning, let's, in the context of forgiveness, within the visionary reality of a God who is forever forgiving, let's also go after what is wisdom. As we look at our lives and we ask the question, are we taking sin lightly? Are we trying to manage it? Are we seeking to use this sin or that sin to get through the night or to get through the season? Let's ask God by the power of the Spirit to just reveal His wisdom of how we are called to master sin, as opposed to it slowly but surely mastering us. And let's just have that conversation with Jesus this morning, and then let's allow it to just continue throughout the day. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store. Or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.